The Arabic language television news network Al Jazeera is being criticized by British and American military officials. Al Jazeera, based in Qatar, has aired graphic pictures of dead British and American soldiers and also footage of American POWs being interrogated by Iraqis. Since it first went on air just over 6 years ago, the network has drawn a huge audience in the Arab world, and some Arabs are questioning whether it's going too far. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Jordanian capital, Amman.
12 years ago, many people in the Arab world turned to CNN for news about the Persian Gulf War. This time around, Arabic speakers have a much greater choice of satellite television networks to follow the war in Iraq in their own language. Al Jazeera is by far the most popular. Every night, an estimated 35 million viewers throughout the Arab world tune in to an increasingly polished news show with slick graphics and lighting and dramatic background music. At the start of this show, several correspondents appear simultaneously on a split screen.
Bottom left is London, and then right above that was Washington.
Yes, next to it is Baghdad. From the central command.
Mitri Twal, a travel agent, and his neighbor, Abir, a teacher who didn't want her last name used, sit in her comfortable apartment in Amman and watch the Al Jazeera correspondents give a roundup of the day's news about the war. Twal says the Arabic networks understand their audience and the Arab point of view.
Let me tell you something. CNN and Fox News are getting on the nerves of the Arabs.
Fox News specifically.
The Arabs really are looking for more balanced news. Fox News really go to the extreme. There was a battle today, Iraqi people dead, and they were calling like score of 500 against nil. It's like a football match.
But Twal isn't a fan of Al Jazeera either. The satellite network has run several stories using Iraqi TV footage of dead British and American soldiers. Twal says that kind of coverage is unnecessary.
I mean, this is a competition, basically. It's competition. Al Jazeera got a scoop by showing Americans getting killed. You know, the others didn't get that. So for them, it's a scoop. They want to be number one. They don't care about anybody.
But his neighbor, Abir, applauds Al Jazeera's unvarnished coverage of the war. She points to the TV screen showing pictures of a badly wounded boy lying on a Baghdad hospital bed.
Why shouldn't they show this? This is what, 7-year-old boy? Look at him.
Abir says everyone should see the harsh reality of war.
This is the way it should be. There's no soft anything about war. War is killing, losses on both sides, people getting killed. Why should there be any soft coverage of it, you know? This is a war.
Twal says he prefers the second most popular Arab language network, Abu Dhabi TV, which he says has a gentler, less anti-American approach to the news than Al Jazeera. But his neighbor disagrees.
I don't trust Al Jazeera too much. Before I believe in it, I have to analyze it and make sure that what I see is the truth.
Are they not going, saying, hey, Muslims, jihad, go kill Americans? They're not saying that. They're saying, he killed these people, look at them, they are dead in front of you.
This same kind of debate about the war and its coverage goes far beyond the walls of the apartment. Hani Hurani is the director of the New Jordan Research Center, a political think tank in Amman.
They are getting their information and they are shaping their attitudes according what they are listening. And you can see the influence of these channels on the Arab public opinion, yeah.
Hurani says the Arab language networks need to be careful not to become too slanted in their coverage. He notes that Al Jazeera regularly refers to U.S. troops in Iraq as an invasion force. But for many Arabs, that's just what they are. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Amman.